there. Welcome back to the Support Ops Hangout. I'm your host, Chase Clements. This is our weekly podcast that helps you deliver a better support experience to all of your customers. If you're a fan of the live show, you can hear us live every single Monday at 5:30 p.m. Central, 6:30 Eastern. Just head over to supportops.co/live, and there's always a fun little YouTube link right there. Today's show, we're going to start looking at how to get the most from your team meeting. That's a lot of money sitting in a room at any given time. So we're going to give you some tricks and tips and pointers and everything else from our crew. But before we do that, let's go ahead and introduce the crew for this week. Chase is out at the big grand meetup for Automatic, which I think is a fantastic name for a meetup. It's just like, you know, like the Grand Budapest Hotel. It's the grand meetup. Jeff got some concert tickets, so he's out enjoying that. So our regular one, Carolyn from Buffer, how is things in Bufferland?
They're great. Things in Bufferland are fantastic.
Unicorns and sunshine every time. I love it. I love it. And then our special guest for this week, Justin Seymour from over at Help Scout. He's the head of support there. So yeah, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. You guys are awesome.
We try. I love it. You know, we try. We do our best. So yeah, for folks that don't know about Help Scout or you or anything, can you just kind of give us a 30-second like who you are?
Yeah, absolutely. So Help Scout is a web-based email-only help desk, and lots of love from the support ops crew, support-driven guys. I love you guys for sure, and I'm on the customers team at Help Scout. So our primary duty is just being present for customers all day long, and it's awesome.
I love that, just being present for customers.
Yeah. I've struggled with describing that for so long, and that's the one where, like, just be present all the time for customers.
See, I need to steal that because every time somebody asks me what I do, it's really hard because you're not like, you know, you say like tech support, customer support, that kind of thing. Well, you're not really Comcast support.
Right.
So it's just, yeah, I like that, being there for customers. That's the one I'm going to use.
Boom.
So this week, like I mentioned, we're going to be looking at probably one of the most challenging things you're going to face as your team grows, and that's team meetings, right? A couple of people, no big deal. You can do emails or live chats or bring people in for a hangout or whatever you need. But when the team gets bigger, it's going to be a challenge, and that goes for local people, right? So non-remote folks as well as for remote folks trying to get time zones down. That's a job in itself. What most people don't think about is that when you pull the whole team in, that's a lot of dollars salary-wise, and even more dollars with customers waiting on those team members to get back into emails and chats and things like that. So for this episode, we're looking at how to successfully run a team meeting without wasting everyone's time. We have probably run a few meetings in between all of us, so we're going to give you the best advice that we got. So let's just throw Justin in on the show, just throw him into the deep end right now with the first question. So Justin, how often does the full Help Scout support team get together as a meeting type kind of thing?
So there are five of us right now, and we actually don't do a full team meeting yet. This is something we've got kind of on a roadmap for the next 30 days, and it's more of a team meeting plus product plus engineering type get-together, so where we talk about roadmap and just kind of a big picture overview, let the team have the floor and ask questions that they wouldn't necessarily get to ask in Slack to the engineering team. Mm-hmm. But we meet one-on-one every week and go through different topics, support stuff like that. But yeah, the whole team meeting I think would be tough to handle, especially with time zones, trying to juggle all that stuff, and we don't have a perfect solution for it yet. It's more of a work in progress.
Yeah, time zones, like you mentioned, tricky. We're going to get to those because that has been probably the biggest thing with us, was trying to figure out time zones. Carolyn, with Buffer, so Buffer did the kind of no manager thing, which I'm sure led to lots of unique groupings for meetings and things. So right now, you know, we've already had an episode about kind of transitioning away from some of that into management type stuff and all. So right now, how often are you meeting with the full support team?
I'm glad you asked. We just made a change.
yeah, I love those too with Buffer. It's like, oh, we just made a change.
So. Yeah. So there's a couple answers to this. Until Friday, we were meeting once a week. And that is the whole team, including all the plans, every single person, every single time zone. We're just in this sort of unique situation where we happen to be in a setup where we can all meet all at one time. Hopefully that won't last too much longer, because when we can do that is when we have the best time zone coverage. But so until Friday, we met every week. However, the area teams, like we have a sort of a team that helps the free plan, the individual plan, a team that helps the awesome plan, a team focused on business. So that those little groups meet every day, multiple times a day. They either pass the baton in time zones or they just all meet at one time. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. And of course, we all get together a couple times a year on retreat. And then on retreats, we meet like a lot. So that was until Friday. And then starting this week, we realized that a lot of the stuff we were sharing in the team meeting was either too late, like we really needed to share that in real time, or we had already shared it in real time. So we were just repeating ourselves. And those meetings started to get shorter and shorter because we were just setting everything out that needed to be shared in like asynchronous communication, like non-time zone specific discourse, email, Hackpad, that sort of thing. So we just kind of called it off and said like, okay, we're not really using this for what it was originally designed for, which is great. We invalidated the need for that. And so what we're doing now is going to meet every other week and just like actually have like a little bit of a learning or a workshop or, you know, have a conversation about something or something we want to try or reflect on something or have a guest star from outside of the team or inside the team or, you know, outside of Buffer. But we haven't done one of those yet, but that's the plan.
See, so when you do one of those, that's when we're going to do a like meeting episode follow-up.
Okay.
but yeah, I mean, so that's a great point. First off is meetings should be stuff that it can't be handled asynchronously, right? So, I mean, prime example I love to tell just so much is back in my teaching days, we had a standing meeting every month. That was teacher training, right? So it was a two-hour slot every month for teacher training. And every single one, not just one, not a lot of them, every single one I went to, it was literally somebody is standing up, giving a PowerPoint presentation, and giving you the slides with all the information on it and a handout, right? So it's things that I could have watched either, right? So like somebody record a video and just let us watch it, or just give me the handout, and I'm fine. We don't have to have a meeting. Everything's right there. You know, so I think that's kind of a great point there. If it can be done asynchronously, if it doesn't have to like require everyone getting together, that's a good route to go. So, Carolyn, when you had those kind of weekly meetings, let's talk about those. So, with the weekly meetings that you had up until Friday, what kind of meeting prep did you do for those? Can you kind of walk us through like, all right, so you know you're going to have a meeting and you know it's about topic X. Like, what would you do to make sure it was a good use of time?
So we didn't have a topic. It was more like just get on the same page about everything. Mm-hmm. And so what we do is we have a really strict sort of organized agenda, which is more of an outline. It doesn't have the information in it, more just like this is who talks when, this is mm-hmm. like the exact order we go in, this is exactly how much time we are planning to spend, that kind of thing. So each area team, like the individual team and the awesome team and the business teams would plan ahead and decide what information they were sharing and who was going to give that. So you can just go down the line. The things that we mostly prepared for were making sure we had, you know, everything that we wanted to say, who was going to say it, anything that we wanted to like mention and invite questions about, anything that we wanted to mention and say, email me for questions. And what we also used to do was rotate the host. So every week we would change who took notes, first of all, and who's sort of the host, so that it's a different person sort of moving you through the meeting every week. Because I didn't want it to just feel like it's not my meeting, right? It's not for me. It's for everybody. So we would switch off who does that. And also somebody would take notes during all that because it's good for the rest of the Buffer team. And if you have to miss this one, and just because it's great to have notes in every meeting, I think.
Yeah, that's cool because there have been lots of meetings where I've been in before where it was the same person each time. And I don't know, it just gets old after a while. Like you kind of fall into a routine, I guess. Justin, with Help Scout, any kind of like prep that goes into the stuff, any outlines, any agenda type things, like how does that run?
Yeah, for the one-on-ones, we try to leave it a little open. So if it just needs to be kind of a personal catch up, like what are the cats doing or what did you watch on Netflix this weekend? That's totally fine. Mm-hmm. But we definitely kind of use it at the same page just to make sure we are on the same page. So we could be looking at use case conversations, talking about roadmap stuff, things that maybe moved around in Trello that the team isn't aware of. So there's a lot of back and forth there, but it's not really structured. If someone's working on a project, we'll just spend some time catching up on different projects. You know, what's new? What are you struggling with? What can we help each other with? What could we do better? So kind of lots of just question asking, listening. And sometimes, I mean, we spend a lot of time just chatting on Slack. So when the one-on-one time comes, it's like, just what do you got going on? You know, there's a lot of back and forth on Slack happening in the week. We're all in each other's conversations throughout the week. So the one-on-one, and I think especially with the people in the different time zones, is just a good time to just have some FaceTime and get that up there.
Yeah. So how you kind of brought up an interesting point too. So how do you keep it from like just bottoming out into, hey, what'd you watch on Netflix this week? Yeah. Or, hey, what's the trick there to keeping everybody from just bailing and doing that?
Oh, totally. Those Netflix combos, they're deep. They go.
And then it's like, oh, so you, seriously, like somebody will recommend a movie. I'll go to look at that movie. And then it's like, oh, if you like this, then you'll like this. So I'm going to go look at that and bring that up in the like chat right now.
Yeah, totally.
What do you do?
Yeah, so we either have the personal kind of off-topic conversation right away or at the end of the conversation. So it's either we start off with business or start off with personal and then make time for business at the end. And there's usually a pretty good cutoff when you realize you've been talking about something that's just totally not relevant for a while. Like, okay, let's talk about some business. Let's talk about support. But yeah, the team's great. And I think everyone kind of does a little bit of prep before these meetings too. They might bring conversations numbers to look at or Trello cards to look at. Stuff like that, but overall, the whole team's pretty prepared when we meet face to face.
Carolyn, is that the trick with y'all too? Is that you've got the agenda, you've got the outline, we're gonna bust through this, and that kind of keeps all that Netflix stuff at bay?
Yeah, I mean, we keep it to 30 minutes, and we have a lot to cover. So everybody knows that nobody wants to be there like when everybody's in the meeting, nobody's taking care of customers. So yeah, we talk about like any bugs or anything that everybody needs to know, and we also report kind of what's going on the engineering side for that particular team. So because the plan types are different, but there's a lot of overlap obviously between them. We also sort of share what's going on, like what's happening in the engineering team for that particular area, because that usually affects others. So there's a lot to get through. At the same time, I don't try to keep the Netflix conversations at bay too much. It depends a little bit. So we're always sort of like shifting what our time zones and our meetings are. And like if you're having masterminds or you're not, are you doing pair calls or you're not, we're like making changes to that. So sometimes I have this feeling that like if, you know how people say, like, if you have a craving, it's potentially what your body actually needs, like salt or whatever. I kind of believe in that a little bit too. Like, as a distributed team, if you are a type of person who has a lot of meetings, then you're not likely to be like, it's so good to see you. Tell me about your weekend, because you like already have that satisfied a little bit. And if you don't have that satisfied and you are inclined to do that, then like you probably need that. And so I believe in like if the team is just like going off the rails about something, then like maybe that's just what we need this week, is like a little love in the team and just like reminding each other that we're gonna all, you know, see each other soon or whatever it is.
So strict, but bendable strict. Like, yeah, it's all right if it delves that way.
Yeah, but I mean, to Justin's point, we usually do it in the very beginning, and then like at a certain point, we all start to get like, so it doesn't usually last more than a few minutes if we do go off the rails a little bit.
I like it at the end too. That's one of those things where, I don't know, maybe it's just me, end of meetings are always weird, right? Because it's kind of like hanging up the phone on somebody, like when you're in high school and dating somebody. Exactly. It's no, you hang up. That's fine. And it gets out, you know, that's cool. Trying to end a conversation, I realize this too with phone support, like trying to end a conversation with another human being that's not like a friend, family, relative, whatever, can be weird. So having like the end of the meeting being Netflix and everything else, it lets people like slowly just drift out of the room, right? And it's like, oh, I don't like that movie, I'm going to go. So it works.
Yeah, we kind of have developed a cue for that when our Daniel goes, well, have an amazing day. That's like, everybody's like, okay, it's over. Daniel has wished us all an amazing day.
So I think one of the other big things, and you brought it up, so we'll let you have first stab at it, the remote part. You know, you mentioned having people in similar time zones helps with meetings, and we found that too at Basecamp. So like with Basecamp, when everybody was in, for lack of a better time, like U.S. time, right, Eastern to Pacific time zone, it's a sweet spot. You can do any kind of meeting whenever you need to, if you need to have a meeting. When you stretch over into the U.K. and Europe regions, then, yeah, you can still do it if you do it early in the morning for U.S. folks and end of the day for U.K. folks. It can still work. But the moment you start adding in, like, outside of that, like, you're just, there's nothing. There's no time that will ever work for everybody. So then it's like, do you want to have multiple meetings? Like, how do you make sure people from your Australia team actually get to have conversations with, you know, people that they might not actually see or whatever during the day? So yeah, how does Buffer do it? How does, you know, you span the globe and you're always moving. So it's not like it's a set target that you can always do. It's a moving, shifting target. Okay. For time zones. So yeah, how do you do it when you're not like in the same, even kind of close to the same time zones?
Yeah, so at the moment we have only US and Europe. So we do that morning, early morning for Pacific, morning for Eastern, end of day for Europe. But when we don't, we do a rolling meeting. So like, it's like the UK calls it like Chinese whispers. The US calls it game of telephone. You know how like one person passes to another. Yeah. Which is why notes are really helpful, because then it doesn't become what that game actually becomes. So we have like, you know, Europe meets with the East Coast and East Coast meets with the West Coast and West Coast meets with Australia. On the whole Buffer team, we do meet about every 2 months. We have an all hands. And that, we just ask a few people, the fewest amount of people possible, to be inconvenienced to come on at a weird time. And we do just do that. We try to keep it really, really valuable, really fun, and not too frequent, so that that doesn't happen too much. But there is something magic about all being all together. And of course, we get everybody together a few times a year to actually do that, to actually have everybody in the same room. But at the Buffer team level, we do that every now and then.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes somebody's just going to have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. And you can be nice. You know, one of the things I've seen done before is so whoever has to get up, like, either has to stay up late or get up really early to make the general meeting, the all hands meeting. Let them just like go back to bed afterwards and then come in a couple hours later. You know, give them an extra hour or two from when they normally start, and it usually works out pretty well. Justin, what do y'all do? So I know you're starting to, you know, you've got some, like Carolyn mentioned, U.S. coverage and European coverage and that kind of things. Nothing too crazy. But what do y'all do?
Yeah, customer team-wise, we've got Amanda's in Paris, and then we've got Kelly in Melbourne. So the one-on-one times are early in the morning, and then I've got the one-on-one with Kelly just late in the afternoon, which is totally fine. We get the FaceTime in. As a team, life revolves around Slack for quarterly updates. So usually everyone does kind of a deep dive post in Slack. And then we have, we'll schedule a company Zoom call every quarter for remote stuff and just deep dive. And again, it's just about how can we best prepare and be mindful of time zones and, you know, like who's literally just in their PJs right now when we're doing this. So definitely there's an agenda there. It's pretty strict, you know, 5 minutes here, 10 minutes there. This is who's talking. Those go pretty well. And then it's nice about having like the PowerPoint and Slack and everything, because you can go back through, read through while you're listening, add comments after the fact, and people can follow up. But yeah, other than that, we do team retreats twice a year. We just got back from Maine 2 weeks ago, which was baller. And the next one will be next March, April. And those are the only two times we kind of see each other all in one spot.
Nice. Yeah. And so I think, so Buffer does it, HelpScout does it, Basecamp does it, Automatic does it. I think Wistia is all in one place, so they don't have to worry about it. But yeah, those yearly meetups, twice a year. I think right now we're at twice a year at Basecamp. Yeah. We're doing like three times a year, and that was a little much. Plus, I mean, you don't want to be in Chicago in the middle of winter or in the dead of summer. So we're just like, nope, spring and summer. I mean, spring and fall, we're done. That's the ones we do. So you bring up Zoom. I want to hone in on that one for just a minute. So for remote teams that are doing kind of all hands meetings or meetings where you have to, you know, have that video connection, right? Is that kind of y'all's default, just hit it up in Zoom and kind of go from there? Have you tried anything else, any other apps or anything that might work?
Yeah, we've probably tried everything there is short of hanging out recently. So High Five is another really popular one. We've had some success with that. In the office, they've got these special cameras you can set up on your big flat screens, and it's pretty easy to do a little handoff, like you click the link and then it hands off to your Mac app. So that's pretty slick. But Zoom, I think, I don't know what they're doing. Like, the codec is great, the video quality, the audio quality, all that stuff is really great. And it's easy to schedule meetings. So we use it for some team stuff, for one-on-ones, and then it's also part of our webinar sign-up. Mm-hmm. So the little page where you go and fill stuff out is a Zoom form, and then it gets all the magic happens behind the scene.
Carolyn, you're still using, what was it, Squiggle, right? Squiggle,
yeah.
We do still use Squiggle, but to be honest, we mostly use it for like the fun aspect of seeing everybody's face throughout the day and like making a theme, and everybody's holding their cup or everybody's like a different character or something. Like, we have fun with it on a team like culture level, but we don't use it, and we use it for one, like it's great if you just want to talk to one person. But for anything over than that, we tend to use Zoom as well.
I love that. So costumes and cup themes. And
oh, yeah.
Halloween's coming up, so you're just going to do like a Halloween theme for everybody?
Probably. Yeah.
I love that, because we think, you know, when we talk about apps, video conferencing apps and the meeting apps and all that kind of stuff, it always tends to be like, what has the best video quality, what's the best audio quality, and then how do you run the meeting? It's never like fun stuff, too. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you can have, I don't know, themes with your meetings. I guess that would work, you know. Halloween costumes, obviously, that's one. That'll work. Coffee cups, that'll work.
Sure.
Fun stuff like that. So I was looking over some of the other notes and everything. Wanted to make sure I got all the questions answered about, because this was one of the popular ones on the listener survey. It was talking about the meetings and kind of how to run them and all that. Here's a good one that came in from Sean. And Carolyn, we'll let you take a whack at this one first. So you've run plenty of meetings now. What's one thing that you wish you had known? What's one thing that you know now that you wish you had known back when you first started running some of those buffer meetings? Like, what's one really good piece of advice to give out to new managers that might not have a bunch of meetings under their belt?
Oh, just one.
One, two, three. I mean, we've got, you know, another 5-10 minutes. So yeah.
Okay, I'll pick one.
The ones that you pick now, that cuts into your shout outs. So you're gonna do two now, you get one shout out.
Okay. I know. I always have too many shout outs. Okay. So to be honest, I guess I'll pick like the easy one, which is kind of like the squirreling out of the answer, which is that things always change, right? So, yep. I think I wish that I would have just been more open to that and recognized that, as soon as it starts to hurt a little, it's probably only going to get worse. So don't try and like force what worked last week into this week. Sometimes the difference between a meeting totally working and a meeting totally breaking is just one more hire. So that's kind of my squirrely answer, is like to constantly change. My less squirrely answer is to use Hackpad because we love Hackpad for meeting notes for all sorts of reasons. Tweet at me why.
I wish that Google Hangouts had some kind of like little squirrel thing I could throw up, like that cake thing. That would be great.
I would use it every time.
Yeah, I mean, that's the default answer in the show. It's basically like, well, we do this, but, you know. Justin, what about y'all? What's your one big piece, or two big pieces, or however many big pieces?
I think the big piece is that, you know, across everyone here, there's a tremendous amount of respect for everyone's time. Is a big one, especially when you've got people at home, and it's, you know, if you're in an office or you've got some of the company in an office, it's easy to be like, oh, we're all here, we're kind of, you know, we've blocked out this time, but someone else at home might be brushing up against a doctor's appointment or like getting the kids from school or something like that. And so if you've set 30 minutes, 45 minutes, an hour, I think it's super important to kind of stick to that. And then the second part of that, not really related, is this, especially if you're one-on-ones, if you've got action items, feedback items, you know, don't leave those hanging. Deliver, whether it's this meeting, whether it's next meeting, anything like that. You know, if you talked about it, if you said you're going to do it. And I think it's easy to lose track of that, especially when you're growing quickly, because you've got more meetings, you've got more people to manage. all that stuff starts filling up really fast.
Yeah, that's one of those where I forget where I saw it, but it was a great little idea. It was this little clock that you could bring to a meeting. And not only did it track the time of the meeting, it tracked how much money was being spent at the meeting, right? And once you start seeing those two numbers side by side, your hour-long meetings will shrink to 30-minute yeah. meetings, which will shrink to 15-minute meetings. It's just eye-opening to sit there and watch those two numbers, time and money, right? I think for me, the biggest is don't forget people that can't be at that meeting, because there's always going to be someone for some reason that's not going to make it. Like right now, my wife is pregnant, so I'm out about once every 2 weeks for doctor's appointments and that kind of thing. So if there anything happens that day, like I'm just catching up through notes, through campfire messages, base camp messages and campfire chats and all that. And if, especially if you're remote and you start spanning lots of time zones, same thing there. It's going to be tough to get everybody in one. So do your homework beforehand, you know, kind of lay out, these are the things that we're talking about at the meeting so that everyone knows this is what, I don't want to say like, you want to look at it and be like, all right, well, here's what we're talking about at the meeting, but I've got a doctor's appointment, so I can miss that. This isn't really that important. So, you know, establish what you've got going on beforehand to let people make choices. And then on the back end, make sure, like Caroline mentioned, have a rotating role somewhere that takes notes and then post them into whatever you're using to Hackpad or Basecamp or whatever. Make it super easy for people to go back and catch up. Plus, I don't know if Zoom does this, but I know like if you use Google Hangouts, you can record that, which is really helpful. Somebody can go back and watch the actual meeting. Best thing about that, you can fast forward through those Netflix times. You know, and get to the really important stuff. So that's really helpful. But yeah, my biggest piece, don't forget about somebody that can't make it for whatever reason. So that's it. All right. You two, anything else you want to throw in before we shift gears here? No. All right. Cool. See? Awesome. So that's what we think. You know, let us know how your meetings run. What's like your big stuff? What's some pieces of advice that everyone else should know about how you run meetings? Send us an email, chase@supportops.co, or tweet at us. We're at supportops there. Before we jump in the last segment, I just want to remind everybody, if you probably heard it in last week's episode, but if you missed last week for whatever reason, if you looked at the show topic and went, doctor's appointment, I can miss that one. We just want to remind you that we're collecting questions for the next rapid fire show that we've got going on. These are the episodes where we try to touch on as many questions as we can. They're usually questions like favorite support apps, required reading for new support team members. Just kind of, you know, we're not going to dive into big tips for meetings with this kind of short format. So if you've got those short, quick questions that you want us to hear our answers on, let us know. Again, we're at SupportOps on Twitter. You can hit me up in email, chase@supportops.co. So that's my spiel there. Let's dive into this and wrap things up. It's this week's shout-outs. These are the things that are making us happy. So happy we want to, as the name implies, shout them out and let you know that you should be basically just following whatever we say on this one. Just wrote, follow whatever we do. We've got this. We're good on these. Justin, we'll give you the honor since you're the guest on this one. What's your first shout out?
Awesome. First shout out is a service called focusatwill.com. And their whole premise is that nice music, different types of music, upbeat, downbeat, chill, ambient, tempo, classical, all that good stuff. You can kind of switch it around, pick your focus time. They've got a nice little graph because it tracks different things. And me personally, I've been trying to just shut stuff off, SMS ping, Slack, just close it down, find some quiet time to write during the day. And I think with the queue always in the back of your mind, like it's hovering, you got to go look at it, you know, check the folder counts all the time. It has absolutely helped me kind of just stay focused and stay in the zone. And I don't know if you guys use like Spotify or anything like that, but my music collection's pretty all over the place. So this just kind of helps, like, let's find a beat I like and dig in.
I love it. Although I will be, I'll be honest, I was a little sad when it turned out to be a meditation, like help you zone in thing. Like I thought focus at Will, I thought it was actually somebody named Will. And you're just going like, let's focus on Will for a minute. Maybe he needs something today. That's all I got. Yeah, maybe I'm going to buy up that URL and be like, focusatwill.org. Yeah. Just have a big wheel. It's going to be great.
We'll enjoy it, yeah.
Oh, Carolyn, what you got?
Okay, did I already shout out the Facebook apps moments?
No.
No, I didn't, right? Okay, I didn't think so. I didn't think so. Okay, so Facebook came out with this app called Moments, and it really wasn't, didn't get that much fanfare. Did you guys even know that this existed?
No.
But then again, my Facebook is mostly like either people having kids or it's the election season, so people spewing about what they believe. So I don't go to Facebook.
Okay, well, it's sort of a separate app. And it is billed as like get the photos that you didn't take from that event. So you know how you're always texting photos back and forth and being like, oh, you sent that to me. And like, wait, take it with my camera too. Like all that stuff. Maybe I'm sort of preaching to the girls here. Maybe this is my wrong audience. But we at like Buffer retreats, we're always like uploading to Dropbox and down and like, do I have this one? And like saving it and AirDrop. And there's like so many ways to get photos back and forth that are all end up sort of being incomplete. Because you have to do it with each person or whatever, or requires a lot of work. And from Moments, you can just add people to a moment and then upload your photos. And then everybody sees it, and it even recommends it. It's like, oh, it looks like these people were in these photos, and like, would you like to add them? And so if there's a wedding or especially relevant for us for retreats or even smaller, like even if it's just three people, this is a really cool way to share photos. And it's not, you're not publishing them to Facebook. You're just sending them to each other.
Very cool.
We're into it.
That's the one. See, I wish I had known about this because, so after Jeff's wedding, they were talking about they shared an Apple photo stream with everybody and people could upload it from Jeff's wedding. I was like, yeah, that's the one thing, like, you know, Heather, my wife, shoots a lot of photos. She's a wedding photographer, so she shoots a lot of weddings. And that's the one thing, like, bride and grooms are always trying to figure out. Like, oh, we've got this hashtag on Instagram or hashtag on Twitter or hashtag on Facebook or you'd be part of this Apple stream. It's really hard, like, especially once you start mixing and matching, like, iOS and Android and all that. So, cool. I like that. I'm going to have to try it. See, not all just for the girls. I mean, come on, the guys, come on.
I know. Well, you guys are both looking at me with blank faces. I was thinking maybe more the specific one of, will you take it with my camera too? Maybe you guys don't do that. Maybe do. I don't know.
Okay. All right. My shout outs for this week, there's two. The first one, and since Justin's on the show, I figure this one can go first. Help Scout and Trello both are both hiring for jobs, and they are great.
And Buffer.
And Buffer. I'm sorry. All right. So everybody, everyone you know, all the cool companies, all the cool kids are hiring right now. So I'm just saying Help Scout and Trello because I just saw them come across the jobs feed.
Sorry.
It's no worries. So I think the Buffer one's up on the jobs board too. But if you haven't seen that yet, jobs.sportops.co or just click on the jobs link in the show notes because those companies are all hiring. They're absolutely fantastic. Just really, really great companies to work for. So since Basecamp's not hiring and I'm not trying to like steal anyone from anyone, these are three that are really acceptable. So Help Scout, Buffer, Trello, make sure to check them out. My second shout out, see, I had two prepared this week just in case Carolyn to balance.
I had two also, but I controlled myself.
I mean, do you want to go ahead? We've got a couple minutes. Do you want to throw in the, all right, save it for next. My other one is a big shout out to just some fantastic folks. I always get excited when I see more customer podcasts. I think I tweeted it out earlier today. There is a new one from Elise and Mercer that that's doing the Modly Crew. I'll have it in the show notes. It's so it's great because both of them are fantastic at community building. They both understand the customer. They both understand support. So you get the full package with a brand new podcast, Modly Crew. I'll have it in the show notes. Props to both of them again for starting that. The first episode was great, and I can't wait for more of them. So we'll have that and all the other ones up in the show notes, supportops.co. Yeah, no slash or anything. It's just supportops.co. We'll have it up there. Big thanks again to our awesome panel. Justin, you did fantastic. Thanks for
being here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of those, see.
It's great to see
Carolyn's like me. It's
we talk so much via email, and then I don't know why we haven't video chatted before then.
Yeah, no, it's just, who knows. I mean, so my excuse now is I'm having a kid, so I get to use that for everything for like the next 10 years.
That's fair.
yeah,
18,
so.
baby.
Listeners, if you're feeling generous and in that reviewing spirit, do us a favor. SupportOps.co/iTunes takes you over. You can pop a review in there and let us know how we're doing. You can leave a comment and be like, hey, Justin was fantastic in that one Help Scout episode. So, you know, we'll take reviews and stars however you want to give them. And as always, if you're not kind of the review kind of person, that's totally cool. Just share the link around, share the episode around, and let other people know that we're doing the show. It's amazing, but this is episode, what, like 95, 96, 96, and I still get emails all the time. I can't believe I never knew about this show. So we're just trying to get the word out a little bit. So, yeah, share it around. And last note, we're off next week. Chase Livingston's at the big grand meetup. I'm going to be at the base camp meetup. I need to throw like grand in there. Base camp grand meetup. Carolyn's out. I don't know where you're headed, but you're out. So
I'm going to be in Vegas for a Create New Ways to Work Pulse Disrupt conference.
Are you just throwing like buzzwords in there now?
That's what I should have shouted out. Watch it in a week.
Awesome. So yeah, we're off next week. We'll be back in 2 weeks with a brand new topic on the way to 100 episodes. It's gonna be really great once we hit that one. So until we see you again in 2 weeks, have an awesome week.